It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024, 12:06 p.m. And I actually didn't work today. I'm actually taking some time off. I'm taking a week off from work, and I'm actually not doing anything. Not surprising, but I wanted to take a week off just because since I've been working, I haven't really taken any time off. Like, I basically work 5 days a week, and I haven't taken a paid vacation like in a while. It's been a long time since I've taken like a paid vacation, so I actually have a lot of time. I have a lot of vacation time right now, and I could have taken a lot of time, but I decided to take a week off, and I might take another week off like in a couple months. I might take like a couple of weeks off this whole year. But yeah, I needed some time off. Like, I just wanted to take a week off, and I decided to like pick a random week, which was today or yesterday. Sorry, I'm walking by the taco place. I want to go get some food, but I don't have any money on me, so, and I don't want to come back. I don't have any money on me, so, and I don't want to ask them to pay him with the card, because sometimes they don't have like the card terminal, and I don't want to go to the store and come back, so I'm just gonna wait till tomorrow and get some breakfast there. I already had my breakfast sandwich, and I want to go get a haircut, but I don't have like a haircut place, and I don't have like a haircut place. And basically, I was going to this one place, but there's only one lady that actually. Hold on, I'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, sorry about that. I had to drop something off, and there's a lot of traffic, and I have to be careful when I'm crossing the street because people don't know how to drive here. Hold on, there's a lot of people. Hold on. Okay, sorry about that. There's a lot of people. Like, there's more people living here. Before, it was like, not a lot of people used to live here, but there's a lot of people that live here now. There's like a lot of traffic, and it's always really crowded because it's not that big. It's not a big place, and it gets really crowded with traffic, and then people don't know how to drive, and it just gets a little hectic. But anyway, so yeah, I really don't have any plans. Like I said, I just wanted to take a week off, and I started yesterday, Thursday, so I'm going to take Thursday, Friday, today, and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then I'll work again on Thursday and Friday. So yeah, right now I think I want to go get a haircut, but hold on, I'm walking by the other taco place. Hold on. So I really need a haircut, but most people don't know how to cut hair, so I just hate going to like a random place, which I end up doing anyway. I end up going to like a random haircut place, and I feel like I always complain about it. So the thing is, like, it's just a haircut. Like, it's gonna grow back, so it's not really a big deal. But I just hate going to like a, I just hate the fact that like most people don't know how to cut hair, but they're still like doing it. It's just weird. It's just weird that people like are willing to cut hair without like actually knowing how to cut hair. Anyway, yeah, that's what I'm doing today. Well, I don't know, like I said, I don't know if I'm gonna actually get a haircut. I'm gonna see if I like walk into a random place, but we'll see. I'm definitely gonna go get some food because I'm really hungry. I did make a breakfast sandwich this morning, but I'm pretty hungry. So I have to go to the bank, get some money, and then I'm gonna go get some food. Hold on, there's a car randomly parked. Hold on. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the bank, I'm gonna go get some food, and I might get a haircut. And I think that's about it. Like I said, I really don't have any plans. I just wanted to take some time off. And like I said, I haven't taken like any time off. Like I haven't taken like a paid vacation like in a long, long time. So I just figured I'd do it. So yeah, so basically what I did yesterday, on Wednesday, I went to work, and then after work, I came home. Well, after work, I was home. So after work, I was home, and basically what I did, like, I took a nap, because what I wanted to do is I basically just wanted to play video games all night. So I took a nap, and this is kind of embarrassing, but I don't really care. So I took a nap, and I woke up, like, around midnight, and at midnight, I started, like, basically playing video games all night. I was basically, like, playing video games for, like, 24 hours. It just reminded me, like, I don't know, I just wanted to play video games, and it just reminded me of, like, when I was in, like, high school, and we used to play, like, video games, like, all night. We used to play video games basically, like, over a weekend. Over the weekend, we would, like, play video games, like, the whole weekend, like, straight. Like, we would be playing, like, Halo or, like, we used to play SOCOM back in the PlayStation 2. We used to play SOCOM online, and we would play like all night online for like a whole weekend. It just reminded me like of high school. And I just figured since I have nothing to do, like, I wanted to, like, basically play video games and just, like, I said, it reminded me of, like, when I was in high school. And all we would do is just, like, play video games, smoke weed, and just, like, eat junk food. And that's basically what I did last night, all day. Like, I basically did that for, like, 24 hours. I was just, like, smoking weed, playing video games, and, like, eating junk food. And it was pretty fun. I'm really tired today because, like I said, I was basically up. I went to sleep last night, like, at midnight. So I was basically up, like, 24 hours just playing video games. And it was really fun. It just reminded me of, like, again, like, when I was in high school. But I'm really tired, and I'm really hungry. So I'm gonna go get some food. Yeah, it was fun. I was just playing a whole bunch of different random video games. I was playing the new Call of Duty, but it's actually really bad. I was surprised because, like, when I downloaded it, like, the graphics are really bad. Like, it's really laggy. It's like, I was surprised. It kind of let me down. I was just surprised because, like, I figured that they basically delayed that game for, like, 2 years. And I thought they were going to, like, make a good game, but it was really bad. I was kind of... Yeah, I was kind of bummed out, but... Like, if you want to play, like, a Call of Duty game, like, the Call of Duty Mobile, that one's pretty good. That one's pretty good, and the graphics are really good, but I don't play that one anymore because, like, no one likes to play first person, and it just takes a long time to, like, find people to play, so I just don't play that one anymore. And I was just playing a whole bunch of random games. I was playing FIFA. Well, not FIFA. It's called FC Mobile. That one's pretty fun. I get mad when I lose, but it's still pretty fun. So I've been playing that. I was playing that for a while. And that's basically all I did, which, again, it was pretty fun. I think it's funny. I think it's funny that, like, I think I only did that once before where, like, I took, like, a week vacation from work and all I did was play video games the whole week. And I just thought it was funny that, like, I was getting played. Not played. I was getting paid. I wasn't getting played. I was getting paid to play video games, which I thought was funny. And basically right now, like, that would be my dream job if I could just, like, play video games and I would get paid. But technically right now I'm getting paid to, like, just play video games, which is basically all I'm going to do this whole week. yeah, it was pretty fun. I don't know. I just like doing that. I really don't go out much, or I really don't do anything. I just like gaming online. I like playing online gaming. That's the only type of gaming I do, like online competitive gaming. It's just fun. So yeah, that's basically what's going on right now. Like, I really don't have much going on, like always, but it's fine. I'm still, even though I don't really have anything going on, I'm still pretty, like, grateful, and I'm still pretty happy. I'm still happy and grateful that I'm alive. So, I was watching the H3 podcast, and it reminds me, like, on the H3 podcast, there's this one guy, the sound guy, Zach, which is kind of surprising, because, like, it seems like Zach, he seems very, like, outgoing, but he doesn't like going out. Like, he always says, like, he doesn't like going out, and recently on the H3 podcast, like, Ethan had, like, a little, He had a little, what was he calling it? I forgot what they call, I forgot the term. It's like a worker, we did that once in my other job. We went paintballing, and it's like a little worker, I forget the word. But basically, like, your boss or your company takes you somewhere as an employee. That's what he was calling it. But obviously, like, hold on, there's someone walking. Hold on. I forgot what they call it, but basically, like your company goes and does something like a, oh, it's a team building. That's what it is. It's a team building. Companies will do this, like, team building exercises. And we did, like, a team building. We went paintballing. And recently, that's what he called it, which is pretty funny. Hold on, someone's walking. It's pretty funny because, like, basically on the H3 podcast, they're all friends. But he called it, like, a team building exercise where, like, Ethan took everyone to Las Vegas. But I guess they were saying that, like, I think Ethan said that that Zach didn't go. Hold on, someone's walking. And I guess Zach didn't go, and he's talked about it, how he doesn't really like going out. He just likes staying home. I think usually he just stays home and hangs out with his girlfriend, I think. And he just likes being home, building Legos or whatever he likes to do. And I actually like doing, like, the same thing, whereas, like, I don't play Legos, but, like, I play video games. So I get, like, where Zach is coming from, where, like, even though, like, obviously, like, well, not obviously, but usually if, like, people want to do something, like, even though I technically don't want to go, like, I'm still willing to go because, like, I just don't want to be that guy that doesn't like doing anything. Even though I'm not calling Zach. I'm not saying that about Zach. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Like, I don't like, if someone invites me, I guess it's because, like, I don't really do anything. And I feel like if someone invites me somewhere, I feel like, I don't know, I just feel, like, obligated to go. Because, like, they're being nice to invite me. So I feel obligated to go. So I just don't not go. But again, I get why Zach wouldn't want to go, because, like, I just want to stay home and, like, play video games and smoke weed and play video games. I was listening to the H3 podcast, and it was pretty funny. They were talking about, what were they talking about? They were talking about, hold on, I'll be right back. Hold on, I'll be right back. I have to go. I'll keep recording when I walk home. I'll be right back. Okay, okay, so I'm walking back home now. It's 2:34 p.m. So I just went to the bank really quick. I was going to go get a haircut, but I decided not to. Just because I didn't feel like walking to a random barber shop and asking them to cut my hair. So I'm just going to wait till probably next week. My hair's getting pretty long, but it's fine. It's not really a big deal. It's not like I have anywhere to go or any people to see, so it's fine. So I just went to go get some food and some coffee. And now I'm just walking back home, so that's basically it. So I was listening to the H3 podcast, and they were talking about how, I guess, So I guess on Reddit, they have like a page where people, they call it like a Reddit snark. And it's basically just people talking shit about other people's like really personal life. And they're just like talking shit, I guess, about people from... They're talking shit to people from the show, like, not just Ethan, but they're talking about, like, AB and his wife, and then, like, other people from the H3 show, and Ethan was just talking about it, how, like, he doesn't like how Reddit allows that, like, basically how people will make a page on Reddit, and then they'll talk shit about like people's like personal life. I guess they're talking shit about AB, which is super fucked up. And then AB said that I guess one of his best friends, well, not his best friend, but one of his friends that he grew up with, sent him a message saying like, "Oh, you'll speak up for this, but you won't speak up for that." And it's like, fuck, man, like. It's kind of fucked up, because obviously, and not only that, it was super fucked up that, like, they made, well, not that they made him, but, like, I thought it was super fucked up how basically, like, AB had to, like, tell everyone, like, what he's done, and it's like, AB doesn't need to explain, like, what he's done for whatever he's done, like, he doesn't need to explain that shit to anyone, like, and I feel bad that AB felt that he needed to, like, tell people, like, "Hey, I've done this." It's like, I don't know, I just, hold on, someone's walking. There's like this little, well, not little, but it's like a mobile. There's like this mobile barber shop that always sets up here at the corner. And I was thinking about just asking him like how much he charges. But then I'm like, nah, I just want to go home. I can get a haircut some other day. Anyways, it's super fucked up that like, and I get it because like, even though like I say I don't care about what people think, like, I get that AB, now that he's like on, well, not now, but like since AB's on the H3 podcast, like, I get that like he feels that he needs to explain what he's done, but like I don't feel like AB needs to explain like what he's done, because it's like, I wouldn't, even though like I guess people could say technically you're doing the same thing, like I've never like contacted it. I've never contacted anyone, like, from, like, I just don't know why people would want to, like, I don't know, it's just, I don't get it, like, and again, like, I'm saying this as a fucking loser that's literally talking to himself right now, like, I would never go on Reddit, and again, I get people would be like, "Well, you're doing the same thing, you're just talking shit on the internet." Hold on, someone's walking. Hold on. People could say the same thing about me being like, "Well, you're just on the internet talking shit." Like, which is true. I'm on the internet talking shit, but I've never been on Reddit. Or I feel like I've never done anything like what people on Reddit do, which is basically like try to like talk shit about people personally or try to actually contact them to like send them messages that are super fucked up. Like, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the H3 podcast, but I've never contacted it. I've never contacted any of the H3 members. Like, I've never sent anyone a message. Like, I feel like watching the H3 podcast, like, I just feel like watching it as a show. Like, I don't, when I had my membership, I did chat live, which is pretty fun. But besides that, like, I don't know. I just don't know why people would want to do that. Like, go on the internet and be like, oh, AB, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I don't get it. And again, people are like, well, you were just talking about whatever. You were just talking about Zach and blah, blah, blah. But I feel like I'm not talking shit. Like, these people are, like, literally talking shit about their personal lives. It's like, I don't know. I don't get it. I feel like a big reason why I'm not on the internet like that is because I hate reading. And I feel like if you're on Reddit or on Twitter, you're basically just reading all the time. And it's like, I don't want to be reading all the fucking time. I don't mind reading, but I'm not just going to be reading about how people are just talking shit about each other. It's just weird. But yeah, he was just talking about how, like, yeah, like, they're just harassing, like, all the H3 members, and it's just, I don't know. So, so yeah, Ethan was talking about how he doesn't like it, and he wishes that, like, Reddit wouldn't support pages like that. But I guess something did happen when he talked about it, because, like, the following show, I guess that page had been set on private. Because I guess people, like, noticed, and, like, now it, that page Ethan was talking about, like, now it's on private. So, he wants it to be deleted, but I guess for now, like, he was, at least it's private now, so. Oh, and then they were talking about, like, yeah, they say, like, super messed up. Yeah, they say, like, really fucked up shit, like, they were talking about his wife, about Ethan's wife. Oh, they were talking about AB's wife also, because, like, they are, well, I don't know specifically, but obviously they're, I think they're, yeah, obviously, like, they're Muslim, and they were just talking, they're Muslim, and they were talking about, like, AB's wife, Lena, and it's, like, some super fucked up shit, and it's, like, I don't know why you would take time out of your day to, like, write that on the internet. And again, like, people are gonna be like, well, you're doing the same thing. You're just not writing it. You're just talking shit. And I guess people could say that, and I guess technically they're kind of right, because I'm just talking shit on the internet. But I just feel it's different. Because again, I've never sent out a message to, like, Ethan or anyone, like, talking shit. Like, I've never done that. I just think it's weird. So yeah, they were talking about that on the H3 podcast. They were also I'm walking around, and there's, like, a lot of, like, little, there's, like, a lot of little wild lizards. I'm, like, standing here, and I see, like, three little wild lizards. They look pretty cool. I want to grab one. I want to keep it as a pet. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of, like, little wild lizards. They look pretty cool. Anyway, so they did the, Ethan did the, he did the podcast with the Fresh and Fit guys, which that was fucking funny. That was actually pretty good. At first, I was like, where are you going with this, Ethan? But then I was like, oh, that was funny. Yeah, so Ethan did the Fresh and Fit podcast. The funniest thing out of the whole video was when Ethan would be like, hey, this was a funny, like, this is when I knew that Ethan won. Like, Ethan, this is when I knew Ethan won the debate, or, like, basically, like, he basically, Yeah, he won the conversation. He out-alphaed. Sorry, I'm just walking, and I'm, like, walking by, like, a construction site. Anyway, so, the funniest part out of the whole video with the, with H3 and the, Fresh and Fit guys was when, like, Ethan would be like, "Hey, whoa, like, relax, man, why are you guys getting so emotional?" And when he said that, the first time he said that, hold on, someone's walking. Hold on. Okay, so when Ethan said that, the first time he said that, I was like, oh man, like, that's it, he won. Look, when you have a conversation with people like Fresh and Fit, Jesse Lee Peterson, like, any of those types of guys, like, I guess you can call it, like, the manosphere kind of guys, like, when you talk to those types of people, like Fresh and Fit and Jesse Lee Peterson, like, there's no point in having a conversation with them because, like, they are basically, they're basically shameless, and they're willing to say anything to make money. So when you have a conversation with someone that's shameless, like, it's not going to go anywhere because you're never going to convince them of your point of view. Why? Because, like, people like them, they don't believe in anything. So they're willing to say anything to make money. So that's why I was, like, wondering, like, where are you going with this? Because, like, I knew Ethan wasn't going to convince them of anything. But as soon as he said, like, oh, like, hey, like, calm down, like, when Ethan was like, hey, whoa, like, relax, why are you guys getting so emotional? That's when I was like, okay, he won. Because, like, Ethan was never going to, like, get his point across. But as soon as he said that, I was like, oh, like, he won. Like, I just started laughing. And he said it a couple times. He said it, like, 3 or 4 times. Like, hey, like, and as soon as as soon as Ethan would say that, they would calm down because they would know. Like, it's almost like they realized, like, oh, shit, we are being emotional. So they kind of calmed down. They would stop yelling because they were yelling. And that's when Ethan would be like, whoa, like, calm down, guys. Like, why are you guys getting so emotional? And then they would kind of relax. And like, you could tell they were all flustered. It was just funny. It was good. That was funny. So, yeah, they had, yeah, so they did that Fresh and Fit podcast. That was pretty good. Talking about the H3 podcast, they're actually live right now, and I'm missing the show, so as soon as I get home, I'm gonna watch it. So usually, I try to watch the H3 podcast live, and I'll listen to it, or I'll watch it once live, and then after, I'll watch it again. But right now, I'm gonna watch whatever is live, and then I'll watch it again from the start. Yeah. I like watching the H3 podcast. It's fun. Yeah, they're on live right now, so I'm missing the live show. I think they said they were going to do... I saw the title of the show. They were going to do like a... fuck, what were they doing today? I read the title, and they were doing some type of like little game. I forgot. Hold on, I'm going to go to the store. I'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, it's 2:55 p.m. Sorry, some kid was literally sitting outside the window, and his dad was driving him. Okay, I just went to the store and just bought some junk food. Fuck. Okay, sorry. Oh, fuck. Okay, sorry, I just feel really tired. Even though I feel like I did get enough sleep last night, but I feel, like, really tired and kind of sleepy still. Anyway, so yeah. Oh, that's what they're doing. I just remembered what they're doing today for the H3 podcast. They're doing the dating show with Jeff. So I think they're going over the date with the other girl for the batch H for the batch H thriller. So yeah, right now when I get home, I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna play some video games. I'm just gonna relax. So yeah, I think that's it for today. Thankfully, we almost made it home. Hold on, I'm gonna cross the street. Hold on. Okay, so yeah, I think that's it. Right now, when I get home, I'm gonna put on the H3 podcast live. They should be on live right now. And then I'm just gonna relax. Yeah, I'm just gonna relax. I don't have anything to do. Like I said, I'm just taking a week off, so I feel like this should be enough for another couple years. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it'll be enough to get me through the year, and then hopefully I'll take another week off this year. Yeah, so that's it. Basically, nothing much is going on like usual. So, like I said, thankfully I almost made it home. So, yeah, I might record tomorrow. I might record actually more, since I'm taking a week off, so I might just start recording randomly next week. I'm off till Wednesday, so we'll see. Anyway, I think that's it for today. I almost made it home, so I'm gonna go. Anyway, hopefully you're okay though. All right, I'm gonna go. Bye.